Several MPs have retained their seats as counting continues in the Solomon Islands election. Those elected in 7 out of 11 seats declared after overnight counting were in the last parliament. Our reporter Koroi Hawkins has been at a counting centre in Honiara, and he says going against the trend was the previous Foreign Minister Milne Tozaka, who lost the North Vella La Vella seat to a former clerk of parliament.
When the results for that seat were coming through, it actually was a security issue, and they had to clear the counting centre down in the provinces before they declared the results. It must have been a pretty big upset for that constituency. But Klezi Rore, who replaces him, is quite a well-known figure, public figure, former clerk to Parliament, and so he's been welcomed by those who know him as well. But again, seems to be the trend so far, and bear in mind this is very early days, only 11 of the 50 seats counted so far. It seems to be that incumbents are coming back in force. And traditionally in Solomon Islands, there's always a high turnover of MPs, more than 50%. But we'll see if that continues as the counting results come through.
And you mentioned that security issue in the seat, North Vella, La Vella. How has the counting process in general gone?
This year is the first time they've made it compulsory for all ballot boxes to be transported to provincial centres, to provincial headquarters. So all of the ballot boxes have been counted in one place. The police say it is so that they can better manage the security situation. But it is also having all those people in one place, all those supporters gathered in one place, is quite a touch and go, I would say. So what they've been doing, usually they count all through the night, and we've got results coming in all through the night, but they've been stopping the counting in places like Malaita, the Western Province, anywhere they deem a security risk. They've stopped the counting, and they've only started up again this morning at 9 a.m.
And has there been any need for the security help that New Zealand and Australia has provided?
So they're saying it's strictly not security help, although they've brought 200-plus soldiers. They're saying it's logistical help, so it's all helicopters, boats, trucks, and sort of supporting the distribution of ballot boxes and election material, and also supporting the movement of the Royal Solomon Islands Police Force, who are in charge of the security situation here in Solomon Islands. Although, interestingly, the combined task group, which is what they're calling the Australia-New Zealand help, will not be leaving until a security assessment gives them the all clear after all the counting is done. So although they say it is logistical, there is some element of security support there.
Now, you've covered several of these elections now. Are you getting a sense of a secure setting for them, given this is the first election since the departure of the Regional Assistance Mission?
Yeah, there was a massive visibility, lots of awareness done by the local police, and some are calling it the most peaceful polling day that the country has seen since the tensions. So there is some element that the community policing approach that the RSIPF are taking is working. That remains to be seen. They've been quick to congratulate Solomon Islanders on a peaceful election, but we'll see how that goes once the results come out and people start losing.
When will all those results be in, do you think?
So based on the way counting is going, a lot of them will come in today, but the more remote constituencies probably would be early next week. Following that period, there'll be the government forming period, so there'll be a lot of lobbying, a lot of camping in hotels, and that could stretch out for a couple of weeks. And then after that, the Prime Minister's election, obviously.
I was speaking there to our reporter in Honiara, Koroi Hawkins.